Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name as we continue through this first full week of July. Let us be channels of your love. Let us be channels of your grace, and let us be open to all that you are doing to us and through us and in us in our lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. We have a really interesting reading today. This, again, is from Hosea. And this is from chapter 14. And so if you're following along, by the way, in whatever, and you may not be following, that's okay too. But if you're following along in whatever resource that you may have, maybe you're at bible.usccb.org, or maybe you're using one of those subscription services, or even a daily missal that you may have bought, a book that may have give you all the readings, whatever the case may be. If you see that here we are, Thursday of the 14th week of Ordinary Time, we're looking at this powerful reading that, again, is from Hosea. We've been looking at Hosea all week. And what we're seeing is, and you can understand, first of all, remember I began this week talking about the importance of relationship. And so that's important. We have this relationship with God. And never forget that Jesus referred to God as Father. I know today there are people say, well, don't refer to God as Father. Well, Jesus did. And that's where it comes from. And he also referred to God as Daddy. Now, the Abba meant Daddy. So he had this intense relationship with God and very intimate. And he called us to have the same thing. So here we are in Hosea. We're looking at where Hosea is referring. You know, he is the prophet. He's prophet of God. And he's talking to the Israelites about how God treated them as children, how he took joy in them as children, but then they became rebellious and turned away from them. And remember, the worst sin in the Old Testament is the sin of idolatry. So what that is the sin of worshiping something else, and not just worshiping that God, but having that relationship with that God. That may be why in the Old Testament it's always in a case of adultery that they have, that they engaged in idolatry, having that relationship with God and relying on that God for their future. That always happens. So that's what everything was all about, that they were looking for, as we saw earlier in what we saw on Wednesday, they were looking for that prosperity that would lead them to make sure everything was going well. And remember, as we understood last week from Amos, that prosperity where they were taking care of themselves, but they were not mindful for the poor. So here you're looking at they are engaging in idolatry, having that relationship with these foreign gods in order to build their own prosperity. And remember, when we're looking at such things as sacrificing to the Baals, that may also include human sacrifice, and certain times it actually did. That famous paragraph from Jeremiah that's all about sacrificing children to Molech. So we understand all of that is there. We understand this whole concept of drawing closer to Christ or closer to God in the Old Testament, or we turn and we could start worshiping other gods. Now, one of the dangers in our current environment is not so much worshiping another god, but worshiping ourselves as God. And Cardinal Sara has warned about that. And what is it that first temptation? You will be like gods. So you're worshiping yourself as God. That is a form of idolatry. Worshiping yourself doesn't mean literally yourself, but worshiping science over God. We should follow science to the extremes of science, to the very boundaries that we can go in science. But remember, our faith is also about those realities that are bigger than science, that science just, it can't reach. And people forget that. They think, no, I'm going to put all my faith in science. That's like a fish putting all its faith in water, not realizing there's also air and land. That's literally what it's like. So the other people say, well, I don't believe in God. I'm going to put all my faith in science. Good for you. You can be like the fish who puts all his faith in water. That's it. And they'll say, well, what's wrong with that? Because there's also air and land. And those affect fish too. So as we understand that, well, we look at those realities with this, that this is what God is speaking through Hosea. The people are developed this relationship with these gods that are false gods, these Baals, which is the term that he uses. And therefore, they have rejected, they have cut off their relationship with God, or they're giving him lip service. Oh, okay. And everything always goes back to prosperity. It was the same thing with the Pharisees, did exactly the same thing. Even though they would give the God lip service in the temple, they would do their own thing. And the sign that they would show that they were doing God's will is they would follow these certain rules, but they were following the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law. And this is all of this is where you see in the Old Testament prophets, and all of this is what you're seeing with Hosea as well. He's saying, look, your whole focus is away from me. You're really making this lip service at best. This is not obviously the exact terms in this, but this is the whole sentiment there. And this has got to stop. This has got to change, because let me tell you, don't you remember, I'm the one who brought you here. You didn't bring yourself here. I'm the one that brought you here. And you seem to have forgotten that. So we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there. And we've got people who have signed up for the membership. That actually ended up there by mistake. And I'm like, what is this? Oh, look at this. It was a setting I had. So I'm going to, those people who signed up for the membership, we're going to be developing something for that and encourage other people to sign up. So that'll be good, too. Just give me a little time to develop that. You never know. All these powerful things that happen, and they all happen because somehow it's out of our control, or we overlook something, and we can say, well, maybe that's God working, and that's always a powerful thing to do. So anyway, what we're seeing here is in Hosea, this Hosea thing is powerful, where there we see he's saying that you're building these other relationships with these other gods, and they're not going to do anything for you. But why is that important to them? Because those so-called gods, which really don't exist, but from their perspective, they're looking at them, giving them what they want. And God is not going to do that. God is going to give people what is best for him to lead them to them. So he's going to do what is best for them in their relationship. And that means we are subservient to the vision of God, not subservient to the vision of humanity, which puts us sometimes at odds with things. And that's a powerful reality that we've got to understand. But in understanding it, we recognize that God is actually doing best for our good. And this is where we go back to Hosea. They're not seeing this. They're not understanding this. It's kind of like if you do something on a short term and say, well, this works. Well, I'll give you a great example. Well, it's an example. Maybe not. It's a great example. If something goes wrong with your car and you fix it temporarily and suddenly you say, well, this is going to work, so therefore I don't have to do anything further. And then all of a sudden things go even 1,000 times wrong with you. Oh, I'll give you even a better example. This guy, he used to have these fuses blow in his car. This is a long time ago. This is back when I was in the Navy. So he smoked. So for those of you who have never smoked, cigarettes were wrapped in cigarette boxes, had a foil liner in them. It was paper on the inside touching the cigarettes, but foil on the outside. So what he used to do, because he smoked, he had tons of this, he would take the foil liner, and if he blew a fuse in his car, then what he would do is just take the foil liner, put it around the bad fuse, and now all of a sudden everything worked. And there, he fixed it. He didn't have to do anything further. Because in his mind, this is all that needed to be done, because he's working in his own little world, and he sees that, and in this little world, this is how it works. Okay. Well, eventually, I think I had to point this out to him when I think his wires melted, and I think there was the flame in his car too. It didn't work. But he thought, well, this works. Yes, on a temporary basis. Well, this is what is happening with Jose, speaking to the people who are doing the same thing. Well, yeah, but things seem to work when we offer sacrifices to the Baals. Yes, in your mind they do, in your perspective they do, but in the larger perspective that God has, this is a disaster waiting to happen, and he's got to stop you before the disaster happens. Well, we couldn't see that. Of course you didn't, because you were myopic and you were focused on just what things appeared to you and not the bigger picture. And God is trying to get you to trust him because he's leading you down the bigger picture. Do you understand that? So that's basically what Jose is trying to explain. And if you can't understand that, then God is going to step in, Jose is saying, and stop you, because worse things will happen if he doesn't. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.